Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is a serious one. It is called Life-Affirming Lessons from a Suicide, and it's based on my dad's point of view column this week of the same title. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Life-Affirming Lessons from a Suicide was inspired when I learned about a virtual friend's suicide. What is a virtual friend? Virtual friend is a lot of the relationships we have these days when we think we know people because we have relationships via Facebook or Twitter, and yet we may not only not really know them, but we certainly don't know them well. In the case of this virtual friend, I had never spoken with him, exchanged a handful of emails. We were in a community on Twitter and on Facebook, so I certainly knew of him. And people that knew this man well were quite stunned because on the surface, he was someone who appeared to have it all. And there's a wonderful rabbi by the name of Joseph Telushkin who talks about happiness and quotes his mother, who says, the only people I know well, the only people that are happy are people I don't know very well. And I think that's very true. So consequently, when I learned about this tragic death, it had me thinking, might I have been able to make a difference? Why would a father of six children, happily married, successful man, do this? And I learned later, of course, that there was a great deal of depression, chronic depression that was involved. And it made me think about all the reasons to live. And that is what this column is about. And we will be speaking to both Wayne Levine for the men's room. And for two segments, we'll have Pastor Drew Sams on, who will address their viewpoints on suicide. And of course, it's a very big problem among teenagers. And as a parent of two teens, it's something I certainly don't worry about necessarily, but is in the back of my mind. My older son went through a depressed stage and what you might call an experimental stage in which there was some risks that were taking place that I wish he had chosen not to do. But our job as parents is much more difficult than it used to be, because of all the things that intrude on our kids' well-being, both emotionally and physically. You can email me if you have any questions about anything at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And I would really wish that you would like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have over 4,000 moms and dads from all over the world that like the page. I also host every Thursday night a tweet chat. It's called Dad Chat, and you find it on Twitter by using the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by Dad Chat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T. And last week, we had over 5 million impressions. We had about 1,200 tweets in 1 hour with about 100 different people participating. It's a fascinating thing to do, to participate in tweet chats, and mine has gotten to be moderately successful in the mid-range. The more successful, longer existing chats will actually have 3 to 4 times as many participants and tweets in an hour. Now, you do the math. If there's 3,600 tweets in 1 hour, that's 1 per second. So as it is, with 1,200, that's 1 every 3 seconds. It's what I call brain exercise to follow along, but it's also really interesting and informative, fun, entertaining. And I would urge you to join Dad Chat any Thursday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or any of the other chats. I wrote an article for 12most.com on why it is so interesting to participate in tweet chats. You can find that at 12most.com, where I've become a regular contributor, which is an incredibly fun thing to do. First one I wrote for them was called The 12 Most Incredible Dads. It would seem natural for me. And when I pitched it and when I began to write it, I started to realize that, oh, this isn't so simple. What dads do I choose? Famous ones, ones I know, fictional ones, celebrities, today's dads, historical dads from the Bible? And I realized the answer was all of the above. And that made it quite a challenge when I could only limit it to 12. So you could find that under 12most.com. Just look for Bruce Salen, and you can find 12 Most Incredible Dads. It's kind of fun. We are taking sponsors for the show, and if you are interested in being involved as a sponsor of the Bruce Salen Show and to reach that demographic that everybody wants, which is families, in their thriving years of raising kids and spending money, because that's what families do, you can Join the sponsor team by reaching me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Well, it is time, as we do around this time each week, for another Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's see what we have to offer this week.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Life. Wait a minute, and it will change. The good and the bad. Every place in the world that is known for its highly volatile weather has a saying something like, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute and it will change. I suggest the same is true for life. Whether you're living the high life having just won the lottery or gotten that promotion you've worked so hard for, or you're struggling just to pay the bills and have a health problem, it will likely change in both directions. So enjoy the good times while they last and know that the bad times will likely end soon. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that life lesson. This too shall pass is a common phrase people say to one another when they're going through something tragic, and I also, or something difficult, the loss of a loved one, a job loss, health problems. And I believe it's largely true. If you're not suffering a fatal illness, it's likely whatever you're going through will pass. But I found it to be equally useful to reflect on the fact that good times pass just as quickly and sometimes as regularly as bad times. And therefore, when you're having the good times, enjoy them. Appreciate them. When you wake up in the morning and you feel good, just how about a little thank you? So that's the point of that life lesson. I try to live it as much as I can, just discussing with my producer, Richard, how we both are feeling right now, just very grateful for the good in our lives. And I think that's a healthy thing to do, and I would advise it for everyone. We only have a minute or two left in the first segment, and I want to talk a little bit more about the death of this virtual friend. And again, I call virtual friends friends that I've never actually spoke to, that I know in some way from social media, from the internet. And while I did not know the man that I wrote about in some to some degree in this column, I certainly knew about depression, having dealt with it myself and family members. And I also then really wanted to come away from this whole incident with something of value to give versus just lamenting the tragic loss of somebody. And I came up with a short list of life-affirming things to live for. And this is in no particular order, and it's by no means a definitive list. But one of the things on my list that I start off with is the basic idea of not giving up. Don't give up. How many stories do we know of friends, family, associates that we've worked with or we know personally that have gone through some really rough times and come out of it? We certainly know about any number of famous people that have gone through rough times and come out of it. The problem is when we're in the middle of those rough times, it's hard to believe that we will come out of it. And again, I go back to, let's remember that most of the time these things pass. So while you're in the middle of something really difficult, don't give up. It will pass. Just keep on moving. Keep on going. And again, I'm bringing it back to the teens. I think that's so primary because the world is so – every little incident for a teenager is so bloody dramatic. They think the world is going to die if they – you know, their world is going to crash if they don't get the right date for prom or whatever it is, or a certain grade if they're achievement-oriented. So our job as a parent is to kind of just give them a reality check and try to be conscious of what they're going through. We are nearly out of time for this segment, and we will be coming back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. We will continue on this topic. I hope if you have any questions, you'll write me at bruce@brucesalen.com or follow me at Twitter, and you can tweet me anytime you would like. We will be right back.
Bruce Salen, follow-